Morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, Trevor. How are you?
Doing good. When you heard that Devin Lloyd was coming back for another season, what was your reaction?
God, that was Christmas morning right there, wasn't it? Huh? Yeah, it was. My reaction was pretty excited. He, as everybody knows, he's a phenomenal player, phenomenal young man, and what a blessing. Very excited to have him back, the opportunity to work with him for one more year, perfecting his craft. You know, we're always sharpening that axe, meaning we're always preparing, meaning we're always working to get better, and he's a huge component of that. So, yeah, Christmas morning for sure.
And then to follow up on that, you have two young guys who've already joined you in spring that were highly touted in Trey Reynolds and Mason Tufaga. How have they performed in spring ball?
Awesome. We 10 practices in thus far and really grabbing the bull by the horns. They're doing a great job. They come to work and work hard every day. They've got a really good foundation coming into it already, very good mindset. The foundation of hard work has already been built. They love spending time in the video room, wearing those projectors out. Great attitudes, very tenacious kids, very physical. Love everything about them that I'm seeing thus far.
Hey, Colton, how are you?
Good, Josh. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. When you look at the room right now and just what you have, how reasonable is it maybe to believe that Ethan Calvert, when he gets there, could get on the field right away?
Oh, Ethan's a special player. He's had a great high school career. He's very highly touted across the country as linebacker play in his recruiting process. The expectations are high. But in this program, in with me, nothing ever is given. It's always earned. So the expectation is for him to come in and work hard, just like everybody else, and earn that spot. If it's going to be on the field, you got to earn it. But my expectations are high. He's a very, very good high school player. And I've got to do a good job in coaching him and putting him in position. But I want him to come in and earn it and work for it, and which I know he will. That's his mentality and who he is.
And just to follow that up, when you guys are able to get a recruit of that caliber, as you said, a great high school player, you know, the four-star, the whole thing, when you're able to get a kid like that, does that do something for the perception of Utah and for the perception of the defense at Utah?
I think no doubt. I think the country sees that, hey, the type of defense that we are, the style that we are, especially, linebackers across the country that want to come play here. We've got a great defensive line in front of us, and playing the linebacker position that allows you to be very successful, have very high production, and being able to scrape from sideline to sideline. So I think that's a huge recruiting tool as well. And linebackers, like I said, across the country can see that and want to come play for this university and this style of defense, no doubt.
Nephi really had I would say breakout season last year. And what was some of the things that, for him to be able to move from safety to linebacker and really produce the way that he did in those five games last year, what does that speak to what he's done?
Man, what a great kid. First off, he is, I should say, young man. He is a phenomenal individual, and he has an uncanny ability to get to the football. It's something like I've never seen. He really, really understands offense. He really, really understands defense, and he puts himself in great positions to make plays. He's very productive, as you guys know. He's not the biggest man in stature, but he does pack a powerful punch, and he is physical, and probably his best attribute is just how he can find ways to get to the football. He's just got a unbelievable knack for the football.